There is at least a little positive news for people who want to buy a car. This week, a group of credit unions in the Midwest pledged to extend $10 billion in auto loans. That's enough for about 400,000 new vehicles. It's an effort to thaw the consumer credit market. And as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle, dealers across the country are offering some of the best prices in more than a decade.
From the showroom of his Ford of Kirkland dealership in suburban Seattle, Jim Wallen can see most of his new car inventory. And what he sees doesn't make him especially happy. He has far too many cars on his lot. So he's trying to drive sales with what Ford calls employee plus discount pricing.
Let's go out to the lot. This is the 2009 Ford Fusion. This is our Camry Accord Fighter, frankly. And you can see here, it's got a contemporary look to it. And when you talk about the right time to buy a car, sticker price is $27,000. Employee price is $24,000. It's got $2,500 in rebates, which brings you down to $21,000.
The $21,000 price is less than the published dealer invoice price and is available to anyone, no negotiation required. Similar discounts can be found on almost every car on his lot. Overall, discounts like these haven't been seen for more than a decade. And it isn't just Ford, and it isn't just domestic cars. Though Jesse Toprak, head of industry analysis at Edmunds, which tracks the auto industry, says the best deal he's heard of is being offered by a couple of Dodge dealers selling large trucks. The offer? Buy one, get one free.
So this is where you're buying a $30,000 truck, and if you pay the full sticker price, $30,000, you get two trucks instead of one.
Throughout the industry, supply far exceeds demand. And as Jeff Bartlett, an editor at Consumer Reports, explains, most dealers finance their own inventory. It costs them about $200 per month per car.
So they're anxious to reduce their debt load. So the quicker that they can do that, the better their balance sheet will be.
Bartlett adds that they do that, of course, by selling cars, even if the price is less than a dealer would like.
Ultimately, if the dealer can give you a great customer experience, they know that you're going to be back for maintenance and repair, and they will certainly make money off that in the future. They're very anxious now to keep the metal moving.
Beyond the economic conditions, there's another factor driving prices down right now. It's the end of the year, always a good time to buy. Dealers are motivated to shed inventory for a variety of reasons: reducing their year-end tax bite, meeting sales targets set by manufacturers, or getting sales-related bonuses from the car makers. And if you're Jim Wallen, you're also looking for bragging rights.
You know, in the case of Ford of Kirkland, we'd like to become the number one retail volume dealer here in the state of Washington. And we're right on the cusp of that. That would be something to be impetus for us.
But while good deals abound, shoppers who want the very best price will have to do some homework. Websites and other resources provide information about manufacturers' rebates, marketing allowances, and other discounts. The information can provide a good idea of what a dealer actually pays for a car and what it's being sold for in your region. James Bragg, founder of the car buying service Fighting Chance, says once you understand those numbers, you can begin to negotiate. And he says,
this whole idea of walking into a car store to negotiate the price of a car is a really bad idea for the consumer because you're only talking to one supplier.
His advice? Call a number of area dealers. Tell them what car you want to buy. Then send a fax or email asking for their bottom line price, including taxes and destination charges. Sometimes, he says, the prices they offer are less than you would have been willing to pay. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.